Spanish police are looking for a number of Moroccans suspected of links to the Madrid bomb attacks that killed 201 people last Thursday. According to the Spanish newspaper El País, 5 of the suspects are still at large, 3 are in custody. Security sources warn the investigation is still in its infancy and that other countries might also have been involved in the Madrid attacks, but that does not take the focus off Morocco. Joining us now from Portland, Oregon is James Damas. He directs the Middle East Studies Center at Portland State University. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Neil. The first name is John.
My apologies.
No problem.
You've written extensively on Moroccan politics and culture. Were you surprised to hear that Moroccans are suspected of involvement in Thursday's attacks?
I'm a little surprised about the Spanish end of it. There have been some terrorist small groups, illegal, operating in Morocco, but I was a little surprised to see the involvement in Spain.
What can you tell us about those groups known to be operating in Morocco?
As of last May, when there was a terrorist attack, the authorities cracked down and arrested a lot of them, so we now know a lot more about them than we knew before. And there are essentially 3 groups, and the largest one is having several hundred members. And it has alleged ties to Al-Qaeda, but they've never been confirmed, so it's all a bit murky.
And the attack you mentioned, that was in Casablanca?
That's right, against allegedly Jewish, not allegedly, but Jewish targets, 3 different ones, and about 40 people were killed. And then a series of arrests were made, interrogations, and some have been sentenced. And we know a lot more about this whole phenomenon than we did before last May.
So what's been the response of the Moroccan government to the news of suspected terrorists who may be operating within that nation's borders and projecting attacks into Spain?
Full cooperation. Just yesterday, teams of security agents from both countries visited the other country, and they're trying to learn what they can. And so there's full cooperation, and there's no government involvement whatsoever on the Moroccan side in what these groups are doing. To be clear on that.
Remind us, the Moroccan government, a monarchy under it's King Hassan II, isn't it?
The late King Hassan II died in 1999 and has been succeeded by his son, Mohammed VI.
And they were supporters of the United States in the war in Iraq?
In a very subtle way. It was only recently from a statement by Paul Wolfowitz that Morocco was publicly identified as one of the 69 members of the so-called Coalition of the Willing, but it's not clear to me exactly what they've done, and it was an embarrassment to the government. That's why they kept it quiet. So I can't tell you what its involvement was.
The Pew Global Attitudes Project released polling data today from a survey they conducted before the Madrid bombings. A majority of people living in Jordan, Morocco, Pakistan, and Turkey say they believe the United States is conducting its campaign against terror to dominate the world. Almost half of those polled in Morocco had a favorable view of Osama bin Laden. And doesn't this suggest that Moroccans have some support for his aims and his goals?
Well, that may be on a very passive sense, but it's not a situation as in Saudi Arabia, where the government for years turned a blind eye and a lot of wealthy Saudis supported groups like Al-Qaeda. I've seen none of that in Morocco. These groups are in the shadows. They're small in number. They're illegal. It's not a situation where there's any public support for these groups.
There has been some tension with Spain in the past over immigration issues, and of course there are 2 Spanish enclaves on the North African coast.
That's right, and in fact there are 2 or 3 other issues as well, including the Sahara issue and the small islands, etc. Strangely enough, the Moroccans welcome the socialist victory in the elections in the last few days, and they look for an improvement in relations. They blame this sort of centrist right government for some of the problems between the 2 countries. So let's see if time will tell if the socialist government will lead to an improvement in relations.
Well, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
John Damas directs the Middle East Studies Center at Portland State University, and he joined us today on the phone from Portland, Oregon. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.